calling Doors and Chain with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, the dad trying to get a hold of his kids and to reconcile with his wife because he's a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I had an interesting weekend. I went again to a dance, as you know, invited, and this was called The Veil, which is the story of creation. I was invited by Eve. You know, she's the woman that I know from Abundant Living. I've described that in a to a degree. I feel like a surrogate dad to her. I was concerned about it because I had some trouble with it when I saw it before, theology wise, and then I paid attention when I was there Sunday afternoon. The theology is terrible. And I've tried to think of how to say this where it's clear, emphatic, and hopefully will open the door to discussion. But at the same time, I understand, I have basically probably one shot at this. And so I want to be provocative without being just, you know, lambasting somebody. And so the analogy that I've come up with is what I see in the Quran is closer to the gospel than what I saw presented in the veil. Because the reason I say that analogy is, one, because I would argue it's true, but it's because I've been prepared for this. Because I have studied the Talmud a little bit, the Quran a good bit, and obviously the scripture mostly. And because I've been dealing with people who do not want to contend, who, you know, when I ask them, do you subscribe to the Talmud, they refuse to answer, specifically your dad. Because the doctrine that they espouse is consistent with the Talmud, not the scripture. They would make reference to a person who used that as their reference. So that's a problem. And I am trying to contend lovingly. And, your dad has helped me on that. Because to contend with somebody who plugs his ears gives me the training to contend with somebody who I may actually dialogue with. But with them and with your dad and with you, my goal is reconciliation. And I'm going to do that until the day I die. Dorothy Jane, I love you.